This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Muscat yesterday evening on a two-day visit to Oman in the last leg of his three-nation tour. He reached Oman after completing his successful visits to Jordan and Ethiopia. At the Muscat airport, Mr. Modi was received by Oman's Deputy Prime Minister for Defence Affairs, Syed Shihab bin Tariq Al Said. They had discussions on strengthening India-Oman cooperation in various fields and advancing the strategic partnership. Today, a history will be created when India and Oman will sign the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, a free trade agreement. It will be signed by Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal and his Oman counterpart Minister of Commerce, Industry and Investment Promotion Qais Al Yousaf in the presence of the Sultan of Oman and Prime Minister Modi. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit to Oman has filed this report.
After reaching at the hotel in Muscat, the Prime Minister was accorded a warm welcome by the members of Indian diaspora. During his two-day visit, besides meeting the Sultan of Oman at his palace, the Prime Minister will address business leaders from both countries at a business forum today. He will also be interacting with students and members of the Indian community. This visit is of a great significance as it will further deepen ties with a long-standing and historical partner, especially in the year when India and Oman are celebrating the 70th anniversary of establishment of their diplomatic relations. This is Rajesh Bali for Akashvani News from Muscat, Oman.
Union Minister for Rural Development and Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, will reply to the discussion on the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen, Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Bill 2025 in the Lok Sabha today. Yesterday, the Lok Sabha sat till late night to complete the discussion on the Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Bill 2025. The legislation will replace the 20-year-old Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act 2005. The bill seeks to establish a rural development framework aligned with the national vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047. Under the legislation, a statutory guarantee of 125 days of wage employment will be provided in every financial year to every rural household whose adult members volunteer to undertake unskilled manual work. The Lok Sabha has passed the Sustainable Harnessing and Advancement of Nuclear Energy for Transforming India Bill 2025 with amendments. The bill seeks to constitute the Atomic Energy Regulatory Board and the establishment of the Atomic Energy Redressal Advisory Council. The legislation enables the board to regulate the manufacture, use, export, import, transport, transfer of any radioactive substances and radiation-generating equipment. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, has said that OTT content will continue to remain outside the jurisdiction of the Central Board of Film Certification. India summoned Bangladesh's High Commissioner to New Delhi, Riaz Hamidullah, expressing strong concern over the deteriorating security environment in Bangladesh and specific threats surrounding the Indian High Commission in Dhaka. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said, India completely rejects the false narrative sought to be created by extremist elements regarding certain recent events in Bangladesh. The Delhi government will begin strict enforcement of the no PUC, no fuel rule from today as part of an intensified multi-pronged drive to curb worsening air pollution in the national capital. Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa has issued firm directives to agencies and petrol pump operators. In men's cricket, the fourth T20 international between India and South Africa was abandoned due to extreme fog at the Ikana Stadium in Lucknow last night. After conducting several inspections, the umpires decided to call off the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.